You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 56.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years. And help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
I'm so glad you can join us. Is perfectionism holding your business back? One more course, one more day, one more, insert blank. The world needs that special gift that only you have, Marie Forleo said. What is stopping you and your business from truly shining? When will you push record, publish, or pick up the phone and make that call? Stop. Just do it. Glenn Carlson from Dent Global said their first book had 100 spelling errors in it. At the time, they were making $1.3 million in course sales off that faulty book. Imagine what would have happened if they had waited until it was perfect before they published it. Yes, I bet the next time they published it, they did fix all those errors. Brooke Castillo from the Life Coach School says aim to produce B-minus work. Yes, that messes with a lot of people's head. But think about it. B-minus work can change people's lives. The work that you don't produce at all does nothing in the world, Brooke says. Just get it out there. Often you don't know how to fix it, how to change it, how to modify it until your audience, your customers, your students have seen your work. You would not want to spend several years building a course only to find that you don't have an audience for it. And that's a complete topic in itself. Or you had too much jargon and your sales material went right over the heads of the people you were trying to attract. This is why beta testing has become so popular. Get your content out in the world, get feedback, and then you can tweak it and put it out there again. If Bill Gates had taken failure to heart, we would never have the modern computers. Bill's first software company, TrafoData, failed. Henry Ford, the father of automobiles, cars, his first company went bankrupt. Oprah Winfrey was fired from her first job for being unfit for television. Imagine what the world would be like if she hadn't pushed through. The point is, failure is just a learning curve. In most cases, failure is not fatal. Yes, it hurts, and it's often not pleasant, but it's often what we need and require to be able to learn and move on. When a baby is learning to walk, they fall, they wobble, they topple over. Do we see that as failure? No, of course not. It's just the steps, yes, pun intended, that are needed to get them to move forward and for them to learn to walk. We celebrate the baby's successes and proudly tell anyone who will listen about their first steps. Same when it comes to learning to ride a bike. Wobble, wobble, start with training wheels, celebrate the successes, and many others. So why is it when we become an adult, we forget all about this? And we want to be perfect the first time round, even when we have had no experience and have not tried this new thing before. Why is it we aim for perfectionism? And we won't do it if it's not perfect. Perfection, according to the dictionary, is the state or quality of being perfect. So what is perfect? Perfect, according to the dictionary, free from any flaws or defects in condition. Precise, accurate, and exact. And who assesses if it's perfect? You? Your customers? Or some random stranger? The whole town? The whole state? The whole country? Even if it was perfect, I'm sure someone somewhere could find just the slightest flaw in it. Don't wait any longer. Get your work out there and learn as you go. I certainly have done with this podcast. And I think I'm still learning something new on every episode. My daughter, who is Gen Z, says their generations have trust issues. The world has changed so much for them already. To gain their trust, we must be authentic, be ourselves, and not try to outsmart anyone. They can spot a snake oil salesman at 500 metres away, and they will swipe left before you've even seen them. Don't wait to be perfect. Put your B-minus work out there for the world to see. And watch your hairy caterpillar turn into a beautiful butterfly or even a funny-looking moth. Either way, you will be helping the world in your own special way. Good luck and go for it. Remember to ask for help when you need it too, but don't use that as another excuse to procrastinate. Next week, our special guest is talking about how to overcome your fear of public speaking. Maybe that's what you need to launch your next project. See you next week. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.